So next up, we have Scott Myers. Scott Myers is someone who loves being an educator, a storyteller, actor, and one of the tour guides at the David Davis Mansion. You may have seen him this year among the tombstones at the Evergreen Cemetery Walk as Ebenezer Wright. He loves history and Halloween, so it seems fitting that he joins us here tonight to share a little bit of his personal history in the form of a story. Please join me in welcoming Scott Myers.
Oh, yes. Don't be scared. Do you know it was 41 years ago today that Halloween premiered in the movie theaters? This is the day. And no, Michael Myers is not the black sheep of my family. But what is it about being scared? You know, people love being scared, and they hate being scared at the same time. What is that all about? Well, I can tell you a little bit about it because I'm one of those people. And it happened when I was a kid. I had two older brothers and a little sister. And there were 6 years difference between my second oldest brother and me. And there were 3 years difference between me and my younger sister. So it was always the boys and Scott and Melody. And I had to share a room with my sister up to a point, which I didn't like. I really wanted a room of my own so bad because I wanted to decorate it the way I wanted. And so I loved things that went bump in the night. And so I would watch the creature feature. I would watch old movies, Universal Studio movies. I would love to go down to the drugstore at a small town of mine and get Monster, famous Monster magazine, that's what it was called. I spent hours putting together models, the Aurora Monster models with the test door paints that my mom threatened, do not get that on anything but the plastic, please. It was something that I just enjoyed. So the time came that I could finally get a room of my own. And we moved to a 1910 farmhouse. Wow, that's right up my alley. And I got my own room because one brother was in the Navy, one was at college. I had my own room upstairs. My sister had a room down the hall. It was perfect for me. Now, I will tell you that although I loved having scary things around me, in fact, in my room when I got to decorate, could you hand me that so that my cord doesn't fall off? Thank you. On one wall, a very large poster like this. Now we're talking about 10, 11, 12-year-old kid. On the other wall was a huge poster of Lon Chaney Jr. as the Wolfman from the 1940s. Oh, it was great. But at night, before I went to bed, and I brushed my teeth, and right before I got into bed, I turned all the monster models around, and I took the posters down for the night. By the light of the day, it was glorious. By the evening moonlight, not so glorious. And even when I walked around during the daytime, I always had to just be careful. You know, thanks to Hitchcock, if there were four or more birds in a bunch, I wouldn't go anywhere near them. Thanks to the Creature from the Black Lagoon, only swimming pools, please, will I swim in. And even today, if I'm flying at night, I'll take the aisle seat, not the window seat, thank you, Rod Serling, in the Twilight Zone. But that's okay, because I love to be scared. Well, kind of. So this is what happened. 1910, beautiful old home. It was perfect. My parents took the parlor downstairs and made it their room. I had my own room upstairs. My sister had her room down the hall. The register on the floor, on those cold winter mornings in Illinois, you take the blanket when you get out of bed and you put it over the register and that heat would come up right into the blanket. It was perfect. Well, I really wanted to be the big brother. It was time for me to be the big brother. And so one night, my parents said, Scott, or Scotty as they called me, we're going to give you responsibility tonight. Great. What do you want me to do? We want you to babysit your sister. We're going to go out for a little bit. Me? Me have that responsibility? Oh, now I've made it to manhood. This is great. So as my mother gave me that big hug and kiss, and you know it was a special night because she was wearing Estee Lauder, I said, don't you worry about a thing. And my sister's kind of like, okay, here we go. She was 3 years younger than me. So I'm about 12. Evening went fine. They weren't out of town anyway. They were in town, one step at a time for babysitters. And so we had a grand evening. Time for bed. Got my sister in bed. And I got into my bed. And I'm laying down trying to go to sleep. And I'm so proud of myself. It was a great evening. I'm going to give my parents good news in the morning. And then I heard something. Someone's walking in the house. That was a scary moment for me. That was a very scary moment for me. And I sat up. I didn't hear anything. Okay. Now, the first thing that came to my mind was, my brother told me this house was haunted. But this is the same brother that told me seeds and bananas were spider eggs. I didn't eat bananas for years after that. So I thought, I'm not going to listen to my brother's stories. Every house has a legend, perhaps, especially if it's an old house with a coal room down in the basement, right? I'm going to go back to sleep, although I really wasn't totally asleep anyway. So I laid down. Oh, my word. There is definitely somebody walking downstairs. I can hear him. This is now becoming very serious. The second thought I had that evening, my parents told me to be sure and lock the doors. I don't think I did the side door. I just don't think I did. Oh, this is not good. I'm only 12 years old. And I have to think these things through. 12-year-olds don't always say, I'm going to die for my sister, protecting her. So do I go out the window? I might. Do I save my sister? And what do I have? Do we have a pillow fight to save her? A bat. I have a baseball bat. Perfect. And I am a pretty good swinger with that bat, too. So if whoever it is comes up, I'm going to take care of it. But I didn't hear it anymore. Just my imagination, right? You know how sounds play tricks on you. And they say old houses make sounds. They do. So I laid back down. Oh, I'm telling you, folks, there is someone in that house walking very clearly, moving step by step on a carpet area down there. And of course, now I'm thinking, how many steps from there to my room? How many steps from my room to my sister's room in case I have to run to save her? Is it really that far to jump from my room down to the floor out of the window? Not really, that's not too far. So all these things are coming through my head. I was probably never scared so much in my life that night. Just waiting for whoever or whatever would be right there at my doorway. But I didn't hear it anymore. Weird. Why did it stop? So I laid back down. Then I figured it out. The blood was pumping through my ear. And every time I laid down, I could hear it. And every time I went up, I couldn't hear it anymore. And since then, I've investigated, and there really is a thing such as that. And you know what prompts it? Adrenaline. It's a fact. Now, I can tell you that I've become pretty brave since that night. I really have. I have told a ghost story to a bunch of Boy Scouts Halloween night at midnight in a graveyard. I did. And I can also tell you that my son and I, in rural Indiana, spent the entire night in an abandoned insane asylum. The whole night. The whole night. So I think I'm pretty brave, if I do say so myself. But nothing will ever beat the night that I was scared by my own self. Thank you.